This is In Our Own Voices, amplifying Tucson's LGBTQ plus communities.
Hi, I'm Lola, one of the producers, and I'm here today with V Riv. She does a weekly hip-hop show on 99.1 FM Downtown Radio on Sundays 1 to 3, and she's also an elementary school teacher. I'd like to ask you your identity, ethnicity.
I'm queer and I'm Latina. I don't like using the word Hispanic because it's politically incorrect, but at the same time, I feel like Latina is also politically incorrect, so maybe Chicana would be better.
And I'd like to hear your coming out story. Did you always know?
Yeah, I feel like I always thought something was different about me. I thought it would go away. I mean, I've been attracted to girls or, you know, women since I could remember. But I also had some instances where I was attracted to boys, but it never lasted that long. And it seems that I was more fond of women for some reason. And like, it didn't go away. It just got stronger as I grew older.
As you were growing up, were there images on TV of lesbians and queer people?
Not at all. It was more of a taboo because I grew up in the 90s and I know that there was people that were gay or queer. I know that, but it was still kind of not okay to be queer. And so it wasn't up and close and personal as it is today.
Tell us about your first kiss. Was it her or you?
I would say it was me. We're chilling. I just kind of made the first move. It was an awkward moment. But then, you know, things got progressed. It got better.
How old were you then?
I was 16.
And how did you feel after that kiss?
I felt good but guilty. On one hand, I wasn't out with my family. And I knew that there would be a backlash to it. But I feel like my mom's perspective on things was of a conservative type. So I felt like I was conflicted because I didn't want to disappoint my mom, but at the same time, I didn't want to disappoint myself. It felt like I enjoyed it, so why am I feeling guilty?
Right.
And it's because of the type of environment I grew up in. It wasn't like an accepting environment. So I was very fearful of like the repercussions.
And how's your mom about it today?
She finally accepted it, but it took her many, many years. She still thought it was a trend, a phase, because according to her, I didn't show any signs of being gay, but I'm sure I did. I was much more of a tomboy from like kinder to probably ninth grade, but then I had to sort of feminize myself because my mom was hounding me about, you need to dress up. So I did. And at the same time, I wanted to not lead her on to believe that I was queer. So I was just trying to hide that away to mask myself from her knowing.
And how did your mom find out?
We were in my bedroom. I was always good about making sure the curtains were closed. Well, this one time that I didn't check was the time that I got caught. All of a sudden, I hear my brother saying, no, mom, it's not what you think. And because my mom was outside, she started pounding on the door, like, abre la puerta, porque yo quiero que se largue de aquí. No quiero que esté aquí. We freaked out. Now my life is going to come to a horrible ending. I just remember my mom had a talk with me. I want to press charges on her because she was 18. I was 17 at the time. But she finally decided not to because she did not want to embarrass me. She was just being overprotective and she's not wanting to see the reality of it.
So now when you bring your friends over, how is she?
Oh, she's different. And I think what really has helped out is that she watches a lot of Spanish television. So now she's seen a lot of queer couples. I think she still would have been in denial if it wasn't for that change that happened in society.
What would you say to young or old coming out?
I would actually put it to the test. I think if it hasn't been brought up, I would suggest bringing it up. Like, so, hey, mom, how do you feel about these shows that show queer people? Like, what's your point of view? And if your mom is like, oh, I'm cool with, then I feel like you'll be okay to come out to them. But if it's the opposite and you know that they will most likely be against it because they believe in these doctrines, then I would say don't come out until you're safe because you just never know. I mean, I've known people that got kicked out for saying they were queer. I feel like this generation, they're doing much better because now I see students that are transgender and they're okay with it, you know, which is crazy because I know when I was young, that was a no-no. Like, you keep that to yourself,
right.
You know? And so now you see gender fluidity going on, which I never had seen before. Because I also subbed before I became a teacher. And I was like, wow, and high school students are cool with it. Middle school kids are cool with it. You know, they're cool with seeing their peer dressed however they want. And I feel like that is a positive, a huge step forward from where I was at or how I grew up.
Okay, thank you, V. Riv.
Yeah, thank you.
You've been listening to In Our Own Voices, amplifying Tucson's LGBTQ plus communities. To hear more, visit kxci.org.